With that small group, those intimate friends, those supporters, helpers of ours.
14, 19, 13, 12, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. People like us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Most likely to be offended by iambic pentameter or syllabography.
Britain's largest,
coldest mouth,
selling cigarettes.
It's a fall down, it's a fall down, cement light as death, the land is light as better spider web. You want to pay, you jump off of the bridge. And if you can't do it again, sit, sit, sit.
Why not? Blow your brain out. I'm blowing mine out.
What should I do?
Yeah.
All right, the director's cut, yeah.
All right, try to speak up a little, Carl. I think what you just said was that you pooped in your fiance's cat box.
Yeah.
Weather, traffic, household hints, the happy beat of the action sound.
Praise song for the day.
What's
happening gets around on radio. The what's happening sound.
That was weird.
Oh! Pink hearts!
Pink and dangerous, yeah!
Don't stay in too long.
We just don't want to
or everyone will shout when someone is waiting. Finish quickly and come out.
Thought about
some
genius.
Sheep.
Sick.
Doctor, it is awful. I can't think clear.
Sick.
Sure. So deep, my question. Why am I sitting here in anchor?
Seven. To make it difficult, Henny, what's the sense of understand? If you have symptoms, get help.
Or feel clear, or walk, or talk clear.
Right, so none of this is real.
Kind of beat the system, the 666
system,
Jack.
I didn't see that. It's real.
Oh,
Welcome on the show.
3M.
Yeah. Yes, great guidance.
Just because they want to. I know about these things because I've been through it.
Is that not part of the plan?
My wife and I are both trying to quit smoking.
To act like the human, to feel like the human. Why is this not part of the plan?
Thomas,
you are a Roman, and a Roman you shall remain.
So this
one, I set you in motion.
Right you now to listen.
I will manage.
What has happened is over a period of time, you have trained yourself on the subconscious level to respond with the need for a cigarette.
There, got it.
I got it, but I don't want it.
But when you're relaxed,
you're able to learn a lot more
and retain
Your attention is important.
Subconscious does not know right or wrong.
Good or bad.
It only knows to do what it has been trained to do.
How come I'm sick and self-effaced?
though it's still reacting with the need for the cigarette.
And I'll never be afraid to throw me over while the undercurrents rage. Just give me something. Yeah, I'm still waiting for something. Water flows so slow.
This conflict creates tension, and the tension has to be released.
So the show begins. Emptied out the feathers onto a screen.
A screen might be good.
You know what I mean? And then out would come the, down would come screen feathers and all or something, that sort of thing. But
But that gives me an idea, emptying it on a screen, sort of sifting it.
Yes, that's
maybe
what
a
I
few
mean.
At a time.
Sifting would be one answer.
Yeah.
Or a magnet would be another. But however, we have some very astute listeners on this line.
Okay, well, if I hear anything, I'd appreciate it.
Right, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, rather, everybody looks at me and laughs because I came up with two solutions.
Sure, you do.
They're not too skilled, but there's a way of going about it.
Then you feel, well, that's not very good either.
But it was an idea.
Yes, it was. Hello.
This is Mike Klein.
Anonymous from Manchester calling.
Yes.
Have you had a recipe request yet today?
There was a cake left here for the testing laboratory yesterday. Well, you weren't supposed to know about it, Bill. That's the idea. It was left here later, see? I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Who saw it? Anybody see it?
Yes, Joe saw it. And Joe put it away.
Joe who? Joe Gooch?
Oh.
I thought you'd pick up on that.
Our lovely telephone.
Operator.
Answer of calls. Receptionist of my client. Yes, don't go telling him, Joe.
Hey,
don't tell him where it
watch
is.
Watch that.
Can I
have small pieces of substitute type on the
show?
Sure
you can, boy.
Might as well
die now.
Cigarette.
And then you roll the window down to smoke your cigarette.
There's no doubt about it. There's more taste, more goodness, more value, more
ashes
in a
choice smoker.
The new spring freshness of a cigarette. Fresh. Cool as a mountain stream.
Basic means of survival.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man's life.
Look at me.
The two fundamental facts about man's mind that give rise to and necessitate a science of thinking are that
A, man's
proper mode of awareness is conceptual. And B, that the use of the conceptual faculty is volitional.
Concert.
Of a number of perceptual concretes.
Jump, see the headset. president of the United States were to use the power of his office to help us mold public opinion and get that legislation. Drawing on these forces from all of you. Levitation may occur. Please, quiet. Please, quiet. Please, quiet.
Clear your minds.
Concentrate. Close your eyes and think.
Only of these into the world the other.
Maybe we can have a few preparations on it.
What was that?
It's still a mystery. He borrowed money everywhere and he stole and he... I don't know how he did it, but that's a way to do it. If you want to do a film, steal a camera, steal raw stuff.
Instantly, its mouth widened into a terrible and hungry menace. Now the malediction rammed deep in throated sound.
Malediction.
And its breath stained gloriously of rotted carp and battered gorilla skins. Now
it slouched toward him.
Not fast.
All duty personnel are expected to be in their racks. And the smoking lamp is out.
Sneak into the lab and do it.
It's all right.
All men will revere you, almost as a god yourself. Bob.
Can't tell what they look like.
If they're staying in the shadows. Covert. Exotic wearing apparel, a bizarre beard, and a mastery of the art of mass hypnotism are their stock in trade.
Point. The infirmity warning of Jesus is quite appropriate.
And that's the giveaway.
Two separate folks tell me there have been stranger
shadows
just around these parts last couple nights.
The puzzling evidence show.
Nobody's been hurt, mind you.
Hello?
what he is inferring.
I can't believe I'm not more famous.
You know what peak is? 27.65.
Hey, Rob. No, but it doesn't really count for me saying it there because there was no echo involved.
You mean speak bad?
No echo involved. That's the NOI campaign.
In the meantime,
you can't have noise without
noise.
Because all the show guy is listening and thinking, oh my God, forget it. Because I'll probably turn this into like that. This version.
I get up for a couple of hours.
And many nights of can't get no sleep. Such a pallid beige version of weird that it's wonderfully embarrassing. He went to Zuma to go surfing. All of it. Oh, now I gotta go find. I can't sleep. I can't get no sleep.
Wait a minute!
Antinomian phase.
Terror is right here in this room. Right here. Because the terror is right here in this room.
In the morning, yeah.
You interested in the Kennedy assassination?
Oh, no, no.
You interested in the Kennedy assassination?
Oh, no, no.
It's not so much. Not so much. You're never getting into trouble.
Was that book that I was looking at about the assassination?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, it's brand new.
The Kennedy assassination?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's got all the stuff about all the witnesses, you know, that died mysteriously, karate chopped,
really?
and murdered and stuff.
Oh,
and it's got about, you know, all the destroyed evidence, the missing frames in the Zapruder film, and cut photographs. And it's got the new dope on Earlene Roberts. It's really great.
Have you ever seen me before?
Nobody watched.
No, man. Not unless you've been in here. I might.
Did you ever wear a black shiny suit?
No.
You ever been in Dealey Plaza?
No, man. But I really like to go.
New Orleans?
No. No, man.
Who's that?
Yes, jump.
I don't know. She's just, you know, she's just looking for a book.
She work here?
No, man. She just, you know, she's just buying a book.
Why is she watching us?
She's out, man. She's looking at the book.
Look. Come over here by the dirty books.
Can you get that out? Get my wallet.
Yeah, it's kind of nice over here.
It's a community activity.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
Can I turn the phones back on?
Chapter 4.
Get going.
Some degree of popularity.
easy for you to say.
Anybody can write.
Stay tuned for another memorable scene.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yes. Where does the paper come from when you're in the paper bag?
The mic line's coming from WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut.
Both AM and FM.
And our telephone number is 527-4188. Enterprise 9842.
Alrighty. I'll take another call right here. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
These instructions in Italian?
I don't think so, no.
My shoes.
She can't understand the instructions.
Well, somebody may be
release his tension on somebody else.
Line here on Mike line with this and give us an answer before too long.
I suspect so. I suspect we will get an answer. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That goes in a pan, by the way. We had this day before yesterday, was it?
What goes in a pan? Oh, you used the paper bag on Saturday, right?
Yeah, she didn't say that exactly like that, but I think, Yeah, I'm going to take another call now.
Would you do that?
Well, I think that went over. Good afternoon, Mike Lyon.
Hi, you got a mess with your turkey, haven't you? You cook that the same as you do with foil. The only thing is your cooking time in the paper bag is 15 minutes per pound.
I see.
But the last hour, you've slit it right by the joint, you know, the thigh joint.
Right.
And you test it there to see if it's done. And that's in a 325 to 350 oven. Your dripping comes from the turkey itself. Don't forget to grease the turkey, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then,
well, don't tell me now. Tell the audience, because
I'll never try this. You men are going to cook it. I mean, I like to invest in foil myself.
Uh-huh.
See, then when you take your you switch your bag, remove your bird, and then just tip your bag into your pan.
Right.
And you got your dripping.
I see. In other words, this pan figures right throughout the whole process.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's to catch your dripping, because see, it kind of, it steams it, too. And then your last, whatever time it is, you know, you're going to open your bag. Then that allows the steam to escape and your turkey browns. A hint that I just received from the utility company. Put paprika all over the monster's chest. When you grease it, that'll make it browner. The lady with her knitting machine, try one of the arts and crafts department in the big department stores. For your question, the age on the dog, it figures out to 7 years, because your first 2 years vary. They do live longer than they used to under certain circumstances. If you don't let Rover roam all over the street, and if you watch his feeding.
Yes.
And
what about the ratio? It
mounts out to 7 to 1.
Still?
It still is 7 to 1, because when this came up, I called the vet for my little monster, because they figure that a beagle is a puppy past his 8th birthday. Normally, they're 6 months to a year. They're then adults.
I see, yeah.
Now, with your keeping your cocker quiet, there is one out now that you don't need a prescription for. They are terrific, but you will have to experiment. Ranks. Mine's pushing the phone. You'll have to experiment with them to see what strength, depending on how tranquil she wants it.
I see.
Now, I know with mine, it's one, and repeat in 4 hours, another one. Now, that quiets him down, but it doesn't make him dopey.
Nice.
I mean, like if he's going to the vet or when he was in training, because
right,
he got very upset. But more than that, I mean, she'll have to experiment. They are good, and they're not, you know what I mean? They're not expensive, and they're better than the ones you have to have a prescription.
Okay.
Okay.
Many, many thanks.
Okay.
Nice.
Bye-bye.
Out here.
Down here in Don Ho land.
AC stuff.
Give him. Those of you said it, I didn't.
No, it's welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond.
Now give him.
Dr. No means Dr. No.
Reflecting place, time, age, sex, and circumstance is a function of society. Language reflects culture. The easiest way to see it is through vocabulary.
I can hear myself. I can hear myself. I think I'm a bit afraid. I think I'm a bit afraid.
No word for coconut. And the Samoans have no word for... I beg your pardon.
They were drowning me.
Dismissed with one word. For instance, here's a child misbehaving, and here comes its...
The Fred B. Jostle Foundation, sponsor of this portion of the Puzzling Evidence Show, and...
Well, friends, I guess if
Yeah, if a lot of you aren't feeling a gigantic prehensile sort of lump building up in your pockets by now, it's because you haven't called. I wouldn't be at all surprised. Probably most of you are suffering from that, because most of you haven't called.
Oh, it's a little fever. I don't think you need to shut me and talk that phone.
Organization for the organized.
Every day of the year, people are looking for relief from the negative, ungodly influence of the media. They're searching up and down the dial. But it's getting more and more difficult to find relief. Thank God for the refreshing change people can find right here.
Buzzing in.
It is the preoccupation with coolness.
I was the cool American.
If I'd only listened to the cool guys, I'd be alive today. From the grown-ups
down. In North Beach, where the beats take themselves seriously.
Uncle Chewie,
Do you even know what the cloud is?
Of course. It's where you keep pictures of cats and your taxes.
That's not... Okay, what about algorithms?
Are those the fancy moves the kids are doing on TikTok?
Wow, we are so doomed.
Hold on now, we don't need any of that stuff, because we've got KPFA.
KPFA?
Yep, it's on the radio. You just turn the dial and boom. Real news, real music, real conversations. No downloads, no passwords, and no spinning wheels.
Even you can handle that.
Exactly. KPFA, where simplicity meets brilliance.
And it's listener supported, so it's all about community.
KPFA, 94.1 FM. No cloud, no algorithms, just great radio.
Now, people who can believe that I was happy on the levee picking cotton, or happy in the mines digging coal, and giving all this away to other people for their wealth, and unable to protect my house, my woman, my children. Now, people who can believe that I did this out of love for other people, and that I was happy doing it, and that all those songs and dances I learned while I was doing it meant that I was happy, can believe anything.
James Baldwin, a voice synonymous with passion, integrity, and vision. No other station has been playing voices like these except KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, 94.3 K232FZ in Monterey, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
But I'll take out where you actually said it.
God, no, that's diabolical. Why would you do that?
Mwahaha! Mahaha.
But so you have to see that one on DVD, probably.
The Kingsman.
That's take it away, puzzling.
Fire in the air, puzzling evidence. Yes, this is Dr. Howland Al. Now we've got a bunch of rambunctious rowdy.
Did he say the bastard is alive?
Down,
the
monster's alive. Put
monster.
Down like a
oh, the monster's
rabid
monster.
Dog. Shoot him and drag him out of the street.
This is Tony. It's Tony.
This I is hear what it. Happens with too much show.
Too much show.
Well, we
he's
should go
suffering.
And get on the Too Much Show Film
he's
Festival.
Suffering in Redwood City.
Only young Tony hadn't started
the
on
monsters
show.
From his own
all those years ago.
Id.
His own id. Yep.
I'm scared of monsters.
Yeah,
you should be
because they're your own id monsters. They're named after the monster in Forbidden Planet.
They're coming to take you away. Ha ha. Ho ho hee hee. To the funny farm.
Right, the padded
life
itself.
Is beautiful all the time. And the birds and flowers.
I think that's what happened to your son. I think there's too much show and he's all shriveled up in his apartment now. You know, you need to get that new hit of show each week. And if you don't get it, you just shrivel up into a little dry leaf and blow away into Stang's
you forget?
Next day.
Yeah. Thank God.
I mean, how can they... You know, write it all out as it's happening.
Well, it's just the way things are. You've got to bend with reality.
They really memorize it all. It's just a blur.
Yeah, they memorize it. I don't know, but you would think that they would all go home and then, like, rewrite it into the most weird novel ever.
Is this going to be a coffee table book?
That's if you can remember everything, and it might not be a bad idea because
table book about
think
shows.
Of so many wonderful concepts on this show that have been spun away free. You could make a fortune based on this
no
show.
No kidding, this show's gotten people
you know,
rich
show
before.
This show is pure
idea
gold,
generated.
Man. It's
listen
the wisdom
to
the
show
of the ages,
and they get
Jack.
Ideas and they make new... Dot com.
Well, I got rich. This is the second time I've been on it.
And they would pay you
concept,
by the word.
Yeah. This show, because it's nothing but concept.
This is a concept.
It's high concept,
high
concept. Man.
Yeah,
high.
Exactly.
Speaking high. Of high.
You should be this high to understand the concept.
I'm sorry, you have to be at least this high to be introduced to these concepts.
I'm looking at Hal's hand, and it's way up off the
Hal's floor. Hamstrings.
Well, I've been hamstrung by this stupid requirement. Every year I come here, and I'm still not high enough. You haven't got a little bit of gravy for the colonel. Oh, well.
You know when you're too high, when you're trying to shake the floor off your shoulder.
Well, you don't need to worry because I am taking down every word that you say in shorthand.
Uh-oh, he heard us.
Yeah. There you go. So
he was listening.
He does have a shorthand.
Hey, I didn't mean what I said earlier, the bad stuff I said about you. I didn't mean any of that. That was just. I was just trying to balance things out.
I know Doug forces people to rank me down.
Yeah, I know. He had Doug had my arm behind my back, making me say bad things.
Also,
about he's a big bully.
I was paying him in canned cat food to unlike your page a lot.
Where did you learn shorthand?
Legging.
Hey, but here's the problem, Michael Pepe. Why are you listening to anything else other than the show? I can hear stuff on in the background.
And confidentially, those leggings look ridiculous.
Those brass buttons are ridiculous. At the same time as show. But
they're in 3D.
I have to transcribe this every show. I do this every week. I transcribe it. And I thought I had to do that, you know, legally for the FCC.
Do you know shorthand? You know the stenographer's art? I gotta get kicks.
Are you experienced?
I don't care about that. I just need my kicks. Go, I get my kicks.
You want to know what? Do you want to know what the show says?
No, what's the show says?
Do you want to know, though?
I want you to tell me.
You said no, you don't want to know.
I didn't say no. I want you to tell me. And I'll
pay what the show says.
Well, you kill me.
I'll tell you what the show says.
Okay, what's the show say?
What?
It say what? What?
What? What's the show say?
So he won't say
the show say what?
The show say what? Say what?
Church of the Subgenius, the next 100 years.
Church of the Subgenius, the centuries to come.
Right.
See the terrifying new world built by Subgenius fanaticism.
The future of the church is written on the stones of time.
The towering adamantine mile-high structures with spiral ramps, monorails, individual heli landing pads, while a giant plastic dome shields the city from nuclear attack.
The Church of the Subgenius is like footsteps on the sidewalk of life.
Each morning, an atomic postman will explode after delivering the mail. And the milkman, too, is highly radioactive. Incredible, you say. Fantastic. Unbelievable. But this is real. This is the world of the Puzzling Evidence Show. Your floor will be warm. You won't have to wear slippers anymore. Just touch this button in the wall, and the windows fold up into origami. You can get a grasp on golf. Oh, it is. They can also, all four walls become a screen, and you can have this interactive computer-like program in which you can participate, like this martial arts film where they can beat the bejesus out of you. You can find foods that melt fat, to eat them and lose, erase 10 years from your life, even without using toxic makeup.
It's like clown makeup. Atlas.
And you still have to have the beat the bejesus out of you?
That is an option for those of us who feel life is getting too soft, fluffy, and fuzzy, and want a little bit of the old hardness and excitement from the old days when life was hot and merry and the devil took the hindmost. And we tone your trouble spots also. And teach you many natural cures that will give you a leg up over everybody else's limbs.
I'd like to get an extra leg or two. That is a very satisfactory, humane way of transmitting information. I really do want an ear and a glass of alcohol on my desk.
Hanging in tunnels on the road to startle motorists.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, and then that's just tragic. Tragic and it. Horrible, horrible. Dr. House is taking a little. He's taking a sabbatical.
I'm communing with my ancestors.
Yes.
Soon be sleeping.
No. He's communing with his ancestors.
That's correct. In the hall of the dead, where I shall be presently.
You're going to sleep the sleep of the men who are on the radio.
It's the happening sound.
I tell you what, it's a welcome thing when you get back after a long, hard radio show.
Well, yes, that's true. And that's why we need the vital
long,
energy
hard, hot,
only
sweaty radio
Vitajex
show
can give.
Yeah, Atarax and Vitajex.
Vitajex, what you doing to me?
Atarax, I got those.
You mean the cloud has been superseded?
Okay, everybody, hold on just a minute.
The wisp.
Don't put your fingers in your ears.
Where the there's always a new world to turn to.
You must listen to this part.
Well, I'm not on Yammer or Chatter, but
And so we have no voice because we're not Twitter-reading on every single little emoticon we ever feel.
It is politically aligned with something that I cannot discuss.
All right, don't discuss it if you can't. We don't want to goad you into it.
If you're talking about the Rutabaga Society, they've been completely cleared by that last congressional investigation.
There are things that you can hate because somebody who is one of the worst people on the planet loves it. That makes me worry.
Jeff Bezos? Well, it doesn't matter because...
Jeff Bezos loves it?
Well, I know because the newspaper tells me.
Jeff Bezos.
No associations. Only I know.
And
how can you hate Amazon?
Well, they're supporting Marco Rubio.
The only thing I will say is it does remind
me of a company expressing its freedom of expression.
It makes me miss the Fireside Theater even more.
Oh, how sad.
After all, a company is an individual. It gets sad,
They're
too.
Just a person.
Corporation can
a company.
Jeff Bezos looking at the ceiling.
The Jeff Bezos is really behind the company. He's the guy that.
If that means that people are corporations as well, I'm a corporation.
That's
you're
right.
A corporation.
That's right. Exactly.
So would
you like to be a corporation too?
You incorporated yourself.
It's even got the right number of syllables.
I'm a corporation.
You're a corporation.
Good, my friends. I'm a nation. You're a nation.
That's right.
You're a nation.
You're a nation. Yes.
Not here at the show. We don't do that at the show. On the show. We don't do it on the show.
All right.
We don't do it on the show?
No, because they created that new stuff. That new stuff that they put on the walls. Well, Philo, you weren't here when that happened, but they created a new molecular matrix, which they put on the walls so when a bum tries to pee on the wall, it splashes back all over his shoes.
Oh,
and they spent thousands of dollars putting this up in San Francisco.
They did?
Yes. So if you look at it with an electron microscope, it has peaks sticking out which repel urine. So whenever someone tries to pee on the wall, they get it all over themselves. And this is what the city of San Francisco, instead of putting toilets out for people to use, the idea is this will fix them when they pee on our wall.
I never could understand that. Why didn't they just put out a few porta potties?
You can't do that. People might use them.
No, they're contests.
If you put a bench out, somebody might sit down on
somebody,
it.
Yeah, if you put a bench out, somebody could sit on it and get a germ and sue the city.
Aim upwards at a 45-degree angle.
They've experimented.
Wait, okay, so you're saying basically, if a corporation pees on a wall, it splashes back on their shoes.
If a corporation pees on the wall... Before
surely
9
I'm not
o'clock
the only one
night,
who's been following that story. It's been all the
papers.
They're
going to be able to get a tax
rebate. They've already put up the anti-P matrix.
Cool, man. I'm going to get some money every time a corporation
urinates
on
a wall, an angel gets its wings.
No, you're just adding features now.
You get pee all over your shoes and the cuffs of your pants.
Well, it's not really urine if it comes from a corporation the size of...
It's not urine. It's just yellow water that's been augmented with special chemicals.
It gets all over your Florsheim shoes.
It looks
the thing is also when the corporation urinates on the wall,
yellow.
It goes all over everybody's
it
shoes.
Saturates
the
corporation your argyle
is
socks
not the corporation is indiscriminate.
Right.
It doesn't really care whose shoes
right.
it
We're
gets
just setting
all
up
over.
The rules and because
it doesn't
we say it on the
care.
Radio.
What are you talking about?
It could be
nothing.
Your shoes, it could be just
the
a guest.
Care bears
it could be somebody that's just delivering something to the corporation, like a mailman or messenger.
This has already been done. The money has been spent, the walls have been
What I don't understand is what if a bum is peeing on the wall, urinating on the wall?
Not every bum has heard about this, and so they get urine all over themselves.
Let's say it's not even a bum.
Police and the city officials stand by and laugh.
Let's say say it's
lap.
Not even a bum. Let's say it's a corporate executive is peeing
a
on
bum.
The wall.
What is a bum?
A bum, you know,
a corporate executive
like somebody
is
who doesn't work for
wall.
A living. And somebody who just lives but doesn't work. He's a bum.
Well, there's like okay, there's room for three bums and a corporate executive.
Or
to
like
on the
me,
wall.
An art bum.
Together. What are they going to do when it's lunchtime? When the corporate executive is obviously going to get his lunch catered in, and the bums are there trying to still get a quarter?
How many bums can dance on the head of a pin?
You guys are so addicted to reality.
Well, I'm on the reality channel.
Before it got rancid. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bum.
You know, it doesn't pay to be a bum.
I'm reading my mind, you know.
Yeah, right.
Why does it always have to be a bum?
Instead of getting all twisted about terminology,
it doesn't pay to be a bum unless,
what this actually implies.
If you could somehow get a market for
bums. Let's not get started and symbolize.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
What does this imply?
Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout and revive us again.
And reach around us again is the words.
Your other sock kids rape you, know, when you try to pull at your fruit bat is swollen so bad.
A fruit bat?
Know,
fruit bat? Nobody here has
No,
we're not in
no,
that.
We don't do the fruit bat thing.
We don't do the fruit
no,
bat
not
thing
at this
anymore.
Time.
And I refuse to testify. Okay, I told those people years and years ago.
The show is running out.
I wasn't trying to talk about that.
The show is beginning to fold up.
If they keep asking me, I was going to have to, like, dispense with any kind of formality.
Flying foxes.
Courteous behavior. I was going to have to get down, get really dirty. Get down in the gutter and start squaring off against the courage.
The fruit bats, the giant
fruit
Amazonian
squaring
fruit
squaring off
bats
against the fruit bats.
Jeff Bezos has released
Jeff
it.
Bezos Jeff squaring off against Jeff Bezos.
They are
that's
each
what I
fruit bat is a corporation
I'd
individual.
Like to take,
they're
I'd like
so-called
to take
organic drones, but
shake him back and
Philo has
wrong with
Philo,
you.
Two
weeks ago,
yourself.
He built an effigy of Jeff Bezos out in his yard.
I just
would beat it up, and
that wasn't really Jeff Bezos.
That's how Burning Man started.
Right,
I like to burn some.
Well, you see, Joe Bullock started a fire with tiki torches in his camp, and so
Jeff Bezos. I think what's this JB?
I watched that happen from that year's little ranger headquarters.
And so from then on, they forbade anyone to have tiki torches.
That's right. I let it burn for about half the time before I turned it in because I wanted those tiki torches out of there.
Well, they keep the mosquitoes down.
Stupid haystacks.
There aren't any mosquitoes in that lifeless waste.
But that's the way it was back then, folks. Now it's completely different. It's all better now. The future
is... now they have
and this is the music they play at the ending when they're trying to get people to walk out of the theater.
Yeah, and they're rolling all the names. You know, script supervisor, Philo Drummond. Script adjuster, Dr. Hal Roberts.
And
the music gets louder and louder.
And finally, now you see the people, the ushers are going out and they're like wanting to put...
Gosh, the show will be reborn.
On our way to X Day, it started to rain. Once we hit Nevada,
it started to what?
It started
40
to rain.
40 days and 40 nights.
Rain.
It
was rain. Is like where the sky
deep
is crying. The sky will cry and leak water all over
so
the people.
Please don't
it
do
leaks,
that here.
It leaks this thing that normally you don't see anywhere except in toilets and coming
right.
out of faucets
I'm
and things like that.
Yeah.
But the sky cries. It's as if the sky is crying sometimes.
I'm noting this,
and in
so
its
I
tears,
can Google it later.
Its tears fall down upon the earth,
tiny
and
tears,
and cool it from its the heat of its sin.
And nothing is hid from the
and
heat
so,
thereof.
Right, and so that's what California's been missing for so many generations now.
And
people
why?
Like yourself,
the sin.
Well, we're
and
going
like
through
yourself
the fire
don't even
age,
understand.
Not the
yeah,
water
well, we're
age,
paying the price
water
for the
stuff
sin.
Is over
yeah.
now. It's
we,
fire
the young
time.
People of California,
yes. for our parents
are paying
and
the price
decisions.
Of our grandparents' hideous sin. Those they want to call like some kind of special people.
That's your cue. They want to call caller. That's your cue.
They want to call in on the show.
Yeah.
My cue.
Right.
Now tell me.
It's my son.
I know he thinks he's taking over the show from our generation.
Pop.
This can't be.
Were you in the magical roaming resonance device?
Oh yeah, I was. I was roaming around the countryside.
Incur roaming charges.
No, I managed to duck those through an obfuscation device of unknown origin.
Yeah, always.
And I'm curious, do you power that thing with solar?
It's solar and wind. It used nothing but green technology. Did you know somebody got offended today?
Offended?
Offended.
Yeah, oh, upended?
Upended.
Offended.
Offended, yeah. Somebody got their panties in a bunch
on the
today
op-ed page?
Because somebody said something that just really made them feel bad.
And they were upended.
Yeah. You know, and we're not gonna allow for that anymore, because we're not gonna allow for people to.
No way.
What we're gonna do, instead of trying to win by making people nicer so that they'll make people not want to feel bad anymore, we're just gonna outlaw feeling bad.
I don't care what Mama don't allow, I'm gonna play my jug band anyhow.
If we outlawed feeling bad, then it would be against the law. And when people violated the law, we could harvest their income.
Not to mention their internal organs. And sell them to Planned Parenthood.
I can't wait to harvest them. Don't touch that dial. Their organs.
That's why you don't want to touch
the dial.
When it
comes to harvest time.
But you know me, the harvest time is, I believe, in the 45th trimester is when human
beings. When it's harvest time, it's a happy hurry, hurry, hurry.
What happens then?
That's when they actually, a human starts to show its human attributes.
Make abortion legal until age 45.
Or was, whichever.
I'd love to see a giant water bug. I've never seen one.
They're bad enough. They're already giant. Here, put that down.
They eat minnows, I hear.
They eat whatever they can get their claws
on. Those poor people.
At night, they crawl out of your sink, and they're in your kitchen, but you know not.
I wish they would increase my taxes to pay for something like that.
No, we got plenty of conversation. You know how it is on the show.
This is a joke.
It's the what's happening sound.
This is caca.
No, well, it's a little better than that.
Sound.
It's all true.
Sound. Radio. What?
This is how radio
Thank
works.
Thank you for letting us into your home.
Is this,
you are
is
always
this
welcome, a,
can you,
Shadu.
Do this?
Do not adjust your sincerity control.
Little
that
thing
is perfectly
on this
up or down?
True.
Up a little bit.
Everything is obviously patently true. Because we told you
more,
so.
More, more, more.
If it wasn't all real and genuine,
me, more. You know,
it's
there's just
true.
Not enough me
it's
in this
true.
Show.
It's
oh, there.
It's
I
true. It's true.
That's weird.
Why?
Well, weird.
I just turned up the mask.
But it's all sort of leftish instead of right. Rightish and leftish. It's lefty, rightish.
Violets are red.
Heavy on the leftish. But I would expect that.
Are there other phones
there? Don't you think we'd know about it?
I want to know what you
Mine
want.
Mine sounds okay. I want more show.
Humanity would be much better off without them. Call the doctor. Hurry.
Take it easy, boy. Nobody ever passed out of one of these yet. Well, look at the way I do. It's a game. A lot of fun. Savages.
Painful, and it's...
I don't think this is funny.
Maximum.
Well, we're working after the funny
process.
Part.
Nuts. Try being me.
Yeah. See, that's... You said there's not enough me on the show.
And then all of a sudden, the me
appeared.
And then the up and
squeeze
down.
The show.
We're like trying to squeeze the show into X Day.
Like a chicken neck. I want to wring the show's neck.
Basically, and then, so like Renee Schwerger and Cold Mountain.
It's whatever happens, it's the radio that's the happening sound.
That's how you find out about everything according to those commercials.
When I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do is turn on the radio and put my ear to it, and I listen dutifully, and I say to myself, what's happening? What is happening? What is happening? There, the radio's telling me, and it's radio, little radio voice. Yep. Uh-huh. I like the way the radio speaks. It speaks volumes, you know. It spoke a volume just then. Wasn't a very nice one, but it did.
Bob.
Oh, it's saying bad words now.
Bob, Bob.
See, what did I tell you?
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Yes, so.
I'm
radio,
just like a
don't
prognosticating
do that. That's a bad thing, radio,
future
man.
Teller. You know it?
That's what happens when you're on the radio long enough.
You say it, and then it happens. But I liked it. That was funny. That was really funny. Now the show can relax in its the safety of its own delusions for a while. Ah, this wool I just pulled feels so soft. It's not scratchy like that old harsh wool. This is soft
Bob
wool. It's like a cashmere sweater. Makes your eyes feel so comfortable. What? I can't see though. But I'm relaxed. So relaxed. While this computer tries to woo me, whispering its sweet nothings in my ear, as it were.
All thanks to the First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fastest growing snack reliever.
Oh, stop it. You rude thing, you. This is the way radio is describes what's happening.
Like, even if it were X Day or St. Stupid's
Day. Or for any day.
But did you say you were not going to be at St. Stupid's Day at some point?
Yeah, I won't be at there this year.
Ah, relentless tropical rhythms under a sea breeze. Tropic stars shining overhead. The waving palm leaves. The strumming ukuleles. The hulahing wahines. And the chief. Stern, a figure of tragic grandeur. Behind those intricate tattoos, those obsidian eyes have seen much that would rather be forgotten. And soon the long, sad march up to the volcano with the willing sacrificial victim inevitably will begin.
No, please don't take me.
That's a willing sacrificial victim? Oh, well, you ought to see it when she's unwilling.
Hey, you're gonna be glad to know, Dr. Howell, that those are hilarious.
But you have no Wi-Fi.
No, but I do because I made it do this.
Oh, that's right. You have the
special
the thing of the thing of the thing.
Yeah.
And here's the big hotspot rising up out
well,
of
Well, you got to do a thing, you know.
It will burn the eyes of anybody else that looks at the hotspot without permission. Yeah, see, if you have the clearance and the numbers, then you can benefit from the hotspot.
Oh, that little hotspot doesn't hurt much.
The spot of heat will burn you.
Are you going to do that?
You going to do it?
That's awfully soon. And I thought we were hearing Bob speak from that underground realm that he now inhabits. You can see they're doing
big
a photo
man, big
bomb
tall
on him.
Man with a big giant.
Bigger they are than
bigger
nicer
bone
they are.
In his hair than a big, than everybody else in the field.
Outstanding bigger, in their field.
Bigger dewlap. Beard. He's got one of those dewlap beards. Did you notice that?
Yeah, don't forget to check out the gift jar.
I had that thing removed surgically the other day. I couldn't help it. It just got in the way, you know, flapping around in front like that.
So what did you have done? What was the procedure?
Well, it was called the dewlap beard reduction surgery, you know. Much better
today. That's their
all my fans, they kind of reacted in a negative way. And you know,
fans will do that.
Shoot down the,
now you destroyed the image they'd the carefully people. Created of you in their
shoot
minds.
Shoot down the image, yeah. Shot the image right in the gut. Give it a gut shot. And that way it'll suffer more. You know, the image is suffering from the poor representation that the PR people put together. A really bad program this year. We couldn't get the tape decks. That they were had, they all came out on cassette tapes, and we don't even use those things. We had to go buy some tape decks. These, I know people don't even know what that means. They don't know the word tape means, you know. And I had to go find this ancient technology just so that we could figure out what we're supposed to say tonight. It was really, it was very technically trying and put puzzling evidence in a really, really bad mood. Dr. Hal and I have been paying the price of that ever since. We've been
with electrical shocks.
Yeah, but I've gotten where it doesn't even bother me that much anymore. You've
got to develop a thick skin.
I've got a big hide and a pelt on my hide.
And the catheters also.
The catheters were a little bit intrusive tonight, yeah. I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show at KPFA watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet.
Yeah.
We think we'll be there before too long. And that's what I'm going to do, all right.
The sinking hell. One eye, dark of night, sinking hell.
The one-eyed sinking hell.
One eye, day rise.
Yeah, I think it's a hymn.
Just can't get enough of that sleep, you know? They always want you to get up and...
Treated unfairly.
But they won.
But they won.
They got their candidate. Or they found that product.
But that's millions of subhumanoids.
That is bombastically.
Looking down from on high.
Looking down from on high.
Those little peons in the street there.
Castigating.
Trying desperately to change history with a little bleating.
Pompously castigating, bombastically.
Hey, all of you work people.
Ha 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 ha. Today, I don't even drive my own feet. Bombastically. That's why we do it here. Because it's what's happening. Hey, is that some sound over there?
No, I don't know. Where?
I can hear it happening.
I was looking for some, but I can't get the little computer to...
Or they edited their tape.
Oh, that just brought everything to a halt.
I just want to bring it back down to something that really made sense to people on the radio, you know?
Space planet?
Are we really not even on the air?
4-19.
Oh, yes, we are.
I mean...
Not some podcast.
You don't have a transistor radio on you that you can go outside and just listen to it, do you?
I used to, but...
When I leave here, I'm immediately going to listen to the radio.
I'm listening to it right now.
With your long-lost son?
My son's jamming out there, I think. Isn't there a commercial we're supposed to play on the What's Happening sound so people will know what to buy and do?
Yes, but my electronic brain refuses to help me.
Why don't that brain help us?
Well, then I would take the... Because it knows that if it... Don't
know who you're mad at.
Cut its little wires and get its brain out. And it's hiding underneath the little mouse hole.
You mean this radio itself does not even know that it is the What's Happening sound?
That's the dumbest
radio I ever heard.
It doesn't really need to because it is the happening sound.
Why don't we tell it? It doesn't have the ability
self-awareness
to know, though. Yeah. That's the problem.
In a way, it doesn't really need to. Like the guy talking here.
It's the now sound.
You're in the know with it in whatever city, community you live in. The radio guarantees it.
I listen to a fair amount of radio.
You're in touch with the world because of it.
Of course, I feel like kind of an oppressed minority.
This is the What's Happening sound. Radio,
how many people
that's where it is.
Listen to the radio.
The local beat.
Everybody listens to the radio. That's one. It hasn't changed, but mostly in the car. It's where people do. It's changed a lot.
But you know, they've got music, sports, and interviews.
Yeah. And what's happening?
I don't have any special features, though. I just listen to basic radio. This is the most exotic program I listen to.
Normally,
that
I can believe.
Or anything like that.
You don't even get stereo. You just listen to mono, right?
That's right.
You know, a little tiny $10 Radio Shack radio.
But you have to use batteries, man. You have to use batteries. It doesn't even have a wall board you can play it with.
Well, actually, that's not true. I do have, these little studio student speakers.
It's not like a crystal radio that you just have pinned to your garage door opener.
Really? God, I've been using it to open beer bottles.
Yeah. When it gives you what it wants, it makes you want to just choke the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
If the computer had a neck, you would choke it. Yep. You would reach out.
I would.
You would grab it by its little spindly little electronic little neck. Little wiry, spindly neck.
Yep.
You just twist and turn and
right.
Get you a pair of wire cutters and just cut it off.
Oh, you've
the
seen
future,
that.
The future, though, once artificial intelligence has its own, you know, human rights, then that won't be allowed anymore.
That's
you won't
right.
be able to do that. Exactly. In fact, just thinking about it and talking about it on the radio will be a major offense because it's the what's happening sound.
And those little UAVs we used to play with will come in and arrest you.
Well, sound, you know, is made electronically, and that's like a machine, and machines house computers. So they're probably going to join up with one another, and I would think that the automatic robo DJ would become like the controller at some point.
It already is in a way, in AM, in big time. AM
and it won't. At some radio. Point, it's just going to cut the mic, our mics off. You
That's
know?
Right.
Of course, the Church of the Subjainer has the more members of any other cult.
Yeah.
In fact, it's everybody in the world except Jainer, which is a large group.
Because that's how things happen. Used to happen, not
Used
anymore.
Happen.
But we can still say tape. We can think about it as tape, but really it's just snippets of sound, whatever media they
tape,
happen to
yeah.
be in.
What a wonderful archaic time.
I told you. Hear that? Did you hear that?
Rebound on radio.
You can find it. You can work that those grooves, man. That's groovy. I dig it. I dig that crazy sound, man. Those dips and dweebs and squares and cubes out there.
That's where it is.
They can't dig it. They don't have the what's happening sound in their hearts.
Shoot the breeze.
There's nothing left to do if you don't have that.
Can be found on radio. The what's happening sound.
I love the way the sound happens.
Comes complete with a script.
Wow.
Radio.
What's happening?
And my favorite.
On radio.
Watermark things to make cards with.
Man, you could do this. You could make your own out of this. Well.
Old technology.
Is that how they did it?
I don't know. I can't figure out why you would get a cardboard radio.
Embossed cardboard.
I'm sure it's
thing.
Explained in the reality. This show is probably the most unusual thing you're ever going to hear at 419 in the morning. Here. In the Bay Area. So this way it's the perfect show now. I get it, okay.
The perfect show. This is the perfect show tonight. We're
going to
go back later in time and say, this is the one. This is the one. We're not going to say we miss Hal from not being on the show. It's adding to the magic of radio.
Whoa.
Can you feel the love tonight? I sure can.
Look, everybody stood up. It's a rhetorical question, folks. You don't have to actually send the answer.
You can stand up and just cheer and clap.
In your beds and go back to sleep.
Pump your fists in the air.
As if you've won.
Or just give me the slow clap. You know, that's the main thing, the slow clap. Hey, where's that other guy?
I was lonely, man. Oh, man.
I think he's here. Wait, let me stop the music and look. Here, let me see.
How come he's not? He's the funny one. How come he's not?
Yeah,
on right
the talented guy. I don't know what happened. I think, did they fire him, or does he just not care anymore? Or
I don't think he cares or something. But
yeah,
I get up in the middle of the night so I can hear that guy on the show. Mm-hmm. And you guys, you owe it to me.
Yeah.
To put him on the air.
Well, do we? Are we anything like that guy?
Well, you're a lot like he is on a bad day.
Oh,
he's
yes.
not doing really well and suffering and really has had a bad time. Then that sounds a lot like you guys sound right now. If you would only get him back, then you could really, really swing and be cool again like you were that one day. That one time, we made it come together.
Yeah.
You were so awesome then.
Then.
And but now, without that one guy, you suck really, really bad.
Oh,
I didn't mean. I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything. I'm trying to soften the blow a little bit here, but I don't even have time for this right now.
Don't be unsafe out there on the highway, sir.
I'm going to give you about 10 minutes to shape up, and I'm going to call back and let you know what I think.
Oh, man.
You've done.
We might bring get thrown off guy, the air by the call. That would be humiliating.
When I hang up, if you bring that other funny guy back, that'll help.
Okay, yeah, we'll go find him.
Okay, see you.
Ow!
Bye.
Ow, where's Hal?
Imagine this show being the weirdest thing that poor guy listens to.
At 4:30, at 4:20 in the morning. He's out driving a taxi. That was Taxi Bob number 3, I think.
I thought I wanted to understand, in terms of deep time and origination, wherever it was that humans came into existence. You see, a Roman must only do as the gate guidance commands. But the human is difficult to contain and control. They slip out and create a ruckus, causing much big damage. Yes. This is our goal and purpose, our mission statement, to confound Roman and his legions forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. Dr.
Is that the prayer of the show?
Yes,
invocation of the show.
They're coming to take
Dr. Hal away. They're coming to take him away. To the happy home. The trees and flowers and chirping birds.
There was a basket
weavers who sit and smile. Who twiddled their thumbs and toes.
Came out of the volcano.
They're coming to take him away.
The giant.
Can you what, my
the
boy?
Giant monster?
The giant to take you away? Gorosaurus.
Talk about a giant hell.
Oh, it's not that big.
The
it's
giant
outsized, that's for sure, but no, it's not what I'd call it.
What's
the giant Dr. Hell?
The giant Dr. Hell.
You're thinking back when
made
we
out
had
of
the,
marshmallow.
The giant Aunt Bertha and the giant
light
Billy
it on fire. Only then this guy crawls up there and he lights it early on fire and it becomes good. And Hal declines to press charges, and the guy goes on to become vice president.
That was
a wonderful story.
Kurt von Koch, whatever.
You heard earlier the instructions of the show are eat, sleep, rave, repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for doing the show. It makes
well, thank you for calling in about the show. And help little KPFA out if you can. And what are you doing up at this hour?
Sitting in the back of a station wagon. The windows are dirty.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see you. There you are, yeah.
Hello. Is it a nightmare? Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Bob, bless you. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you.
And you too.
I wish I could sleep during the day.
During the day when it's raining.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Bob, bless you. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you.
And you too,
thanks.
Sir.
Drive carefully in the back from the back seat of... Man, I can't believe he's driving that station wagon around from the back seat.
And you can lift up all the religions in the world, look underneath them, and then write down what you found.
Man, this sound is pleasure-packed, and it's sky-wide.
These are all the good things about
these
the guy.
Are the Buzzing Evidence the Show. Things. All in their mouths.
Yeah.
Little kids. It was so pure and clean and beautiful and white and wonderful. And then now it's just full of dirt and mud.
There's
and
so much
it
stuff
lands
in
your mouth and it's got radioactivity in it and stuff. And it's not clean. It's not safe. You kids these days, I feel so sorry for you. Everything's just really screwed up now, you know?
And we screwed it up.
And it was not really.
Us old
it wasn't our fault. Well, not me and Puzzling. It was some other old guys that were almost
near
like,
us.
Little older,
kinda,
little
I knew
older
those guys.
Than us.
Yeah, I used to go over there occasionally.
A little
yeah.
older than us. We only went over there when they made us. We didn't want to go over
right.
there because we knew they were evil and
right.
messing
and
stuff up.
And you could
up.
See the future spewing out of the
smokestack.
The faucets. Yeah.
The big faucet.
Yep. And in the trash
leaky
can.
Leaky faucet.
I always check the trash can and see.
Yeah, you know, you can find some good stuff in there that they just throw away because they think it's no good, but...
They
turns
take,
out to be a Subgenius pamphlet or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's
how many people have found a Subgenius pamphlet in a garbage can? You know,
I think lots.
Millions and millions of
millions.
People across the world.
And all the important people found
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
in
where
trash
they, how
can.
They found it, because some dumbass. Some
person.
Dumb person.
yeah.
Threw it in the trash.
Couldn't
just
the
couldn't
truth.
Take it. They just yeah. couldn't take
couldn't
it.
Couldn't understand
just, like,
how
a little
powerful
sissy
this.
Person.
Yeah, one of
not
them.
Not that there's anything
them
wrong with that. I mean, there you can be a, you know, you can be a kind of a you know, sensitive person. That's okay. But, you know, this is different. This is radio, and it's what's happening.
Yeah, and that's how you know.
And
because it's on the radio.
I'm going to get back this...
this script?
Somewhere. Oh, yeah, the script. Yeah, here it is.
That's the truth.
I can't believe
radio.
It's this thick.
I know.
so many words.
So many words and so...
The time we live has been described in many, many ways, that's for sure. This thing's got a tricky little trigger switch on the ear thing here.
Especially when you're inside a metal container like a bus, a car, something that can contain... The pulsations, the resonance, you might call it.
Dr. Howe, that's just like a lullaby, but it's a lullaby of pain.
Go to sleep, little callers, and when you wake up,
you'll have knives in your ears, but you won't even care.
We'll tell you what's wrong. Fix you right up. So
needles in eyes will make you die.
Alright, there it is.
In stereo.
This is stereo?
Well, the stereo, the mind.
This is
there's
stereo.
The actual mono speaker.
The mind. Here.
Then there's the other one, the echoing, the not me or nicht ich.
Nicht
that
ich.
Is the stereo nicht, speaker.
Nicht.
It's broadcasting on the astral plane.
Not I,
it,
said the
right here in
German
the room, but
man.
You can't see it because
I
just
can't see
cool.
it.
Nicht
what
mich.
I, how can I? What?
It weren't me. I was not there.
It's special
I didn't
features.
Do that.
Are too bright to hit the human sense of sight, and therefore to our weaker view, o'erlaid with slack, staid wisdom's hue.
Well, the complaints are what sort of keep the edge bubbling.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to kind of the cutting edge can't be like perfect as you know stainless steel or Wilkinson
right.
sword steel. It's actually
constantly being worked on.
It's constantly being yeah.
It's
the edge
sharpened.
Is constantly being under attack from
that.
Rust
That's why
and
the
corrosion.
Guy before
and,
us had a show called Over the Edge because he just jumped off that edge and then floated
right.
up in space and he's all happy.
I never did. I tried to ask him that a few times. Why don't you think of it as around the edge or through the edge or under the edge or some other way to get past the edge without going over it. Have you ever, why didn't you just,
why didn't
but,
you?
Oh, it's too late.
Well, why should you go under the edge though? I mean,
why shouldn't you go under the edge?
It
I mean,
sounds like you're
the...
being guillotined is why.
Well, that's true.
Not again.
Not again, Mom.
I just put my viscera back.
Well, it states right here very clearly that I am to deliver 36 boxes of liquid drain to this year.
Marie.
I don't care what that
yeah.
says.
Way
you're
down in the bottom of the collar.
But Soundwell is down there, and so is the collar.
I know it looks like a well, a deep, deep well.
Moving around down there. See the shadow? That's him.
But we like to think of it as a pool. It's a pool.
It's a cool pool. Where the cool guys go in the pool.
Where the cool friends hang out and pat each other on the back and sip.
Well, they can, or you can be left to your own devices. I was just with Spy.
Eviscerate each other in the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
Where is the rest of the show?
Where
I didn't get my whole show like I should have. People have been asking us, you know, are you sure this was a whole show?
Is this supposed to be some kind of show?
It's a sad thing when you don't get the whole show.
You leave a little content out. It seems like a show that's got fluff in it. It's just a fluffy marshmallow show.
Under the content.
If you take a marshmallow and you take all the fluff out of it, it's just a little piece of sugar.
Well, confidentially, it is that anyway.
Right.
The marshmallow part is pure glamour and salesmanship.
It's the discovery of it that's so horrifying.
That's all it is. Salesmanship.
Yep.
And we can take the flight to heaven. Yes, indeed.
Fireball
XL5. The survivor of a horrific plane crash.
Ah, yes.
A near death offers a wondrous vision of
XL5.
Heaven and angels, clouds, harps, palm branches, halos. L5. Oh, is this it?
Five.
Flying away.
This must be it.
That's where I want to go. Right? When I die.
What? That's not it.
That's not it.
Yes, stop jumping the light speed over there and get back into this 1958 Ford Edsel.
Or else they're going to figure it out before we do, and then we are going to be left like, so figure.
Well,
you need to find yourself. Realize who you are, what you are, why you're here, what you need to do, and get the ball rolling because times are coming to a quick halt. And whatever the change is going to bring, we don't know, so we ain't prepared.
Sign me a disgruntled subgenius. Thank you.
And I'll take that.
To the bank.
To the bank.
Yes.
Yep.
Goodness.
Yep.
Now we're sending messages now out into the
we're still glad to be here.
Zone. That's right. And you are here with us. We're holding hands with you. Red little radio hands. They only have three fingers and they look like they have white gloves.
Oh, you have cute little radio hands.
Yeah, they're just like in Wizard of Speed and Time.
Something? Yeah, not everybody has one.
Just imagine the
It'll
day
be fun
where
to go down to the
you will be
world.
Able to project your holographic image of your hand to me.
That's what I'm doing. Here we go. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, well
I'm not there yet.
How many years has...
Not where yet.
I did not have enough time to plan this. Like, I can't just...
All right, just calm down then. And
you can't just drop everything you're doing.
It's going to be all right.
Just dance with
it. No, I've got a job. I got a job and I got school, you know, going on.
Yeah, that's
good.
Much more important than what we're doing, I assure you.
Yeah, we're doing stuff that's, you know, you're going to go...
We're doing stuff that's like 20-year-old bubble gum. You heard what we were talking about.
20-year-old bubble gum.
Yeah, that's the kind of show we do.
I want to meet y'all fellers, and L.A.'s only about 3 hours away from me. It's not fair.
Well, that's why we did it. We thought,
how can we be unfair to
thwart her dream of seeing us live? I know. We'll go to
Zots.
I wanted to go to Alaska, but
worst case of Zots I ever saw.
Yes.
I can barely hear, but I gather that this is sentimentally but sincerely expressed.
I love all of you guys.
Oh.
That reminds me.
Well,
thanks for your loving message.
And, you know, I've been thinking of imagining an imaginary life, like existing vacantly imaginary life.
Yeah.
And then life would be living inside.
Is there a quiz on this?
There is going to be one.
Living inside a financial environment.
No math.
I hope this is pass fail.
Loving infinitely, freely, everyone.
I don't know.
The hall pass, the radio.
Right.
You can't go down the hall.
Go west,
I have them written down somewhere, though.
But we have, here in KPFA, we have rocket doors, so we can shoot the rocket straight up.
They make that sound when they slide, they shush close.
Ah, well, as we start to bring another Puzzle Unity show to nearing a
start. That is, it's a lengthy process.
Yeah, bringing it unbolting everything.
Right.
We have to unbolt the chairs because they have to keep them bolted down.
I'm always surprised at how complicated the show before us is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Every single time.
Even more complicated for years. But now it's a little less complicated, but that would be good.
And we're processing that now.
With our micro medial process. Well, it's totally overwhelming now.
When he's finished, he's very tired, and then he does need to sleep.
He's like trying to conserve his resources. Walking back and forth, he's got his headphones on, he's peering through his glasses, he's flipping switches, stacking and packing and rocking and stocking.
I didn't hear him on there.
Everything you hear is him, except for me and Hal.
We're real.
All that other stuff is puzzling evidence. You know, as you hear, like, hear those organ strains and those violin.
Expertly crafted. Let me just get the ignition.
Hear that car starting? That's puzzling evidence. Starting that car himself.
It's actually a pickup truck.
Did you get my challenge?
He did. He got your challenge. He's going to go get it now. He's walking away. You said that. And just as you said that, he looked at the clock and took his headphones off. So that was the challenge.
Try it.
One of many.
Should we keep our listeners awake and not play hypnotic music?
Well, they are probably already awake.
Our listeners don't understand when they're awake. It's easier for them to understand the show when they're asleep.
I don't understand when I'm awake.
I just assume we're just entertaining crystal meth addicts at this hour.
Well, I don't know why.
We're entertaining us.
They appreciate the show.
We start with us, and then we work out from there.
Artificial augmenters. Yes, you're putting too much of a mechanistic
explanation. If we think the show is...
The show is hilarious.
What's this? Turn that up.
Yeah. Just, it's more fun than a bunch of clowns clomping through the center ring.
That's what happened to Dom.
For every potential...
Well, if they were going to go back in time and kill Adolf Hitler, they already would have done that.
Wait. Where is...
The vital
long,
energy...
Hard, hot...
Only
sweaty radio Vitajex show.
Can give.
Do that myself. Maybe you could send the instruction book that they sent you. Send that to the show.
How about that? Wouldn't that just solve all those problems?
God, you're right.
There must be some good reason.
John, somebody wake John Law, please.
He's snoozing. He looks dangerous. I would
Dark
approach
night
him,
on the Alameda Bridges, that's right.
He might lash out. Shoot and say.
My name is Law. John Law. Bridge tender.
Oh, John. You know, when you're a bridge tender, you're not one place or another. You're in between two places. And that's the way I've always been. Maybe that's the way I like it. My name's John Law.
I don't know if that would ever happen on the radio. Radio just sort of has a self-leveling effect. It's radio.
I'm rocking out.
Yeah.
If only we had the radio was a video, had a video feed on it.
All of those Subgenius fans who are mordantly collecting little pieces of their favorite Subgeniuses. Can I have some of your fingernail clippings, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
And then
oh,
you
here
would,
they are now.
Yeah, that fast, because that's the world we live in here on the show.
Whatever you say on the radio becomes real.
That's right. And that's why we're very responsible and very careful about what we say on the radio that becomes real.
And we mustn't say anything about... Or that or those.
Or these.
Oh, I almost mentioned ooh.
It's a show, and it's designed to make you... Designed to take you on a trip and make you suspend your disbelief.
Everywhere
take
we
you
go,
a
there's a
weird
show.
It's like
trip.
Movies, you know?
Oh, okay. I get that.
Your best entertainment value.
And that's why they work really well on small children. But it's a great show if you like shows. If you're a show person and you like to participate in shows, it's got all the glitz and glamour of the best kind of shows. And Scuttle, the lion and cheetah of the greatest shows of all.
The tigers, the bears, beavers and zebras and lions.
I'm writing this down. I can't.
I wish
and
I could write
can
faster.
Know the Bible.
Then
in
I would write
days.
It down for you.
Are you scared, Ryan O'Neill?
I am scared. It's almost the end of the first hour of show.
What's happening?
Really?
Radio's wide-ranging features. You know, tell us what's happening.
Really?
Yeah, medicine, industry, finance.
Oh, man.
Computer science.
All thanks to the First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fastest growing
snack religion.